What's up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of House of Ortandia. How you guys doing? How was your week? How's everything going on in light of the verdict that came down for Breonna Taylor, or the lack thereof? I wasn't shocked. I was disappointed, but not shocked. Just the same thing, different person. But guess what? The fight continues. The fight continues. We will mourn. We will weep. We will grieve. And then the next day, we will continue to fight, right? And so I want to encourage us. So wherever you find yourself over the next few things that I'm getting ready to say, I say go forward therein, right? So if you are an intercessor, a Christian intercessor, guess what? We need you to go in on behalf of this nation, because there is so much blood in the land. Everything from the indigenous people to slavery to the brutality of segregation to pedophilia to abortion to sex trafficking to drug violence and murder and on and on and on, and you don't stop. There is so much bloodshed in this nation, so we need intercessors, Christ-based intercessors, to go in the spirit realm and to seek the Father, just to cry out to the Father and ask that He heal this land. That He healed this land and that He turns around injustices in this nation, you know? And so if that's where God has you, fight on in intercession. If you are a sit-in activist, i.e. a protester, we need you to fight on, because literally protesters are putting their bodies on the line for justice. And you guys know that I've never been a proponent of protesting. I've never spoken against it, but I just was not one to go out and protest. But you know what? These people are men and women and children are putting their bodies on the line. They're being brutalized by police in cities. Police officers are ramming their cars into lines of protesters. They are shooting rubber bullets and damaging people. They are beating people up. You know, peaceful protesters are being met with violence, which is crazy to me. So I just want to say to the protesters out there that are putting their bodies on the line, fight on. Thank you so much to the Tamika Mallorys and Until Freedom, and to the Sean Kings, and to all of those men and women out there that are putting their, I'm sorry, somebody is, y'all know every time I get on my line, right? Every time I get on here to do a podcast, somebody, somewhere, God do be doing something, but that's okay. We're going to continue to talk. So, you know, you have the people of, NAACP, you have the people of the BLM, you have people of varying organizations throughout this country that are putting their bodies on the line. They are standing in, sitting in, whatever they need to do, they are protesting the injustices that are going on. And so I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for what you're doing. Fight on. If you are an economic activist, fight on. Meaning if you are one that's into numbers and research and you're telling us and you can educate us on how we can use economics to bring justice into this country, how we can remove funding from this or that, or how we can use money to not shop this place, to not buy things from this place and shop over here. If that's how you fight against injustices, fight on. If you are a legislative activist, meaning if you are in spaces like you, an attorney general, a mayor, prosecutor's offices, DA offices, mayor, city council, wherever you are, if you are using your legislative influence to right wrongs that are done to people in this country, black people in particular, fight on. Fight on, because guess what? It was a legislative act that made it illegal to be black in this country. And so it's going to take continual legislative acts to turn that around. So thank you for our legislative activists out there. Also, if you are one who is a proponent of defunding the police and Again, please educate yourself on what people mean by defunding the police. They don't mean abolish. Some people mean abolish the police, but we don't need the police abolished. We need them to be defunded in some instances. Because guess, okay, there are, it's crazy how police officers, they have like World War 18 equipment and masks and guns and all this kind of stuff. And there are people in the work in the hospital who don't even have enough masks. There are doctors and nurses have to share masks, wear the same mask over and over and over again, don't even have gloves, all this kind of stuff. But we have police officers that are dressed for war, looking like RoboCops out here, that are, they got everything that they need. Guess what? They have funding. Their funding needs to be decreased. Their funding needs to be decreased tremendously. The FOP, the Federal Order of Police, they need their funding decreased tremendously. And guess what? Take that, those funds, put them into your city-run hospitals. Put them into the school districts, in the poorly ran school districts. Put that money into getting counselors into high schools and middle schools and elementary schools. Put that money into getting mental health people into these schools. Put that money into getting kids books, actual books. Put that money into teacher salary. Put that money into a number of things. And put that money into better food. Into demolishing and getting, doing away with food apartheid in black communities. Put that money can go to good use. And so they don't need all the money that they're trying to get in their contracts. Incidentally, to find out what the police contract is in your city, you can go on www.checkthepolice.org. That's www.checkthepolice.org. You can check, you'll see the whole contract, what it is right now, and then what they're trying to renew. And if you are one of the fighting to defund the police, there are organizations in your city that has an actual, they have actual plans. You want to partner with those kinds of organizations. You just want to be with some talking mouth that's like, defund the police, defund, but they have no real plan. So if you're in Philadelphia, there is the NAACP. They have a plan for defunding the police. There is the Reclaim Philadelphia. There is the Abolitionist Law Center. All of these people have a plan. Check in your city. Just Google them. Google defund the police. See who in your city. Of course, there's NAACP in every city, so that should be your first go-to group. But check other organizations in your city to see what kind of plan do they have to defund the police, and then do what with the money that they're trying to remove from the police. And if you're in Philadelphia, backtrack. The police contract goes back up before the city council in December. It will be open to the public for the first time for public comment. So just be aware. If you go on to Reclaim Philadelphia, or Abolitionist Law Center, they'll tell you when that's coming up. And so get your name on the list, call them, see what you can do, if there's a petition you can sign, if whatever you can do. I know that Reclaim Philadelphia had a petition to block Reclaim Philadelphia had a petition to reduce the funding for this upcoming contract for Philadelphia Police. And so if you want to be at their meeting when the FOP is trying to push another contract through. And by the way, the contract, when you go on to checkthepolice.org and read the police contract in your city, you're going to be like, what in the entire world? They have the, in a word, they can get away with whatever they want and not get fired. They can murder people as they've done, and guess what? Maybe go on desk duty for a couple of days. All charges get dropped. Check this out. If they murder somebody, right, they get to think it over. They don't have to speak right then and there. But guess what? If you murder somebody, the detectives come into your house. They want a statement right now. Even if you're a witness, you don't get a chance to think it over, nothing. They want a statement right now. The police do not have to do that. They get to think it over. They get to think it over for a couple of days. Then they can go and make their statement. And you all know the go-to phrase, I was in fear for my life, blah, blah, blah. But they have so many loopholes where they don't get fired. They get some kind of in the Philadelphia contract, they're getting like a lunch. There's a lunch portion in there where they get money for lunch. It's like you can buy y'all make a lot of money. You can buy your own sandwich. You know what I mean? It's so much stuff. You know, if they get fired from this district, they can go work in another one. The records don't follow them. It's like that is bizarre, and it's just so many things in that contract. They have to lose their authority. And that's why they can do what they do. That's why they can murder somebody and just have no fear about it. Later, like, ain't that gonna happen to me? But if you remove some of that funding, if you remove funding from the Federal Order Police, which started in 1915, by the way. The FOP started in 1915. So you know that is buried, covered in racism. So let's just start there. But if you remove some of their funding, they don't have legs to stand on. If you do something, you get fired and you out of there. You get fired, you get prosecuted like everybody else. So again, check your contract of the police contract in your city. It's called www.checkthepolice.org. If you are in Philadelphia, their contract renewal is coming up in December. Go on Reclaim Philadelphia, NAACP, or the Abolitionist Law Center's website and see what you can do to make your voice heard. And I'm going to take a little break, guys, and then we're going to come right back and we're going to talk about voting. Why is it so important and what you need to be aware of and what you need to do. All right. See you in a minute. All right. Thank y'all for coming back. Okay. So y'all know the election is around the corner, but I want to talk to my Philadelphians real quick. If you do not know, you can vote early in Philadelphia starting next week. And I'm going to give you, it's like 17 locations. I'm not going to give you all 17. I'm going to give you the link to find a location. You don't worry about if you live near that location or not. As long as you have your voter's registration, your driver's license, and you are a resident of Philadelphia, you can go and vote starting next week. Okay. So where are the locations? One, you can go to City Hall, room 140. Again, it starts September 29th. You can start voting. You can go to George Washington High School on Bustleton Avenue. You can go to the Leocora Center. That's on Broad Street. You can go to Roxborough High School at 6498 Ridge Avenue. You can go to Tilden Middle School at 6601 Elmwood Avenue. You can go to Julia Day Burgos Elementary, 401 West Lehigh Avenue. You can go to Overbrook Elementary School. That's at 2032 North 62nd Street. And you can go to Riverview Place, the first floor. That's at 520 North Columbus Boulevard. Now, the next ones that I'm going to tell you, they haven't put their date of when they're going to start early voting. But what's coming up will be Joseph H. Brown School on Stanwood Street, Hardy Middle School at 2000 Wakeling Street, J. Hampton Moore School on Somerdale Avenue, A.B. Day School on Crittenden, Masterbaum High School on Frankfort Avenue, Creative and Performing Arts on South Broad Street, Feltonville Intermediate School on Wyoming Avenue, Julia Ward Howe School at 5800 North 13th Street, and Allen Locke School on Haverford Avenue. And so the times are, let's see here. It's on the Inquirer's website, the Philadelphia Inquirer. So if you go on the site, or if you just Google early voting in Philadelphia, this news article will come up. It was written on September 23rd. And so, I'm trying to give you the times. They did give times. Okay, the offices will be open 7 days a week running through Election Day. So starting September 29th up to November the 3rd. They will be open from 11:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Friday through Sunday. You can go there to vote. You can go there to apply to register to vote. You can go there to drop off your ballot if you have your mail-in ballot already, or you can go there to request a mail-in ballot. But I say, if you're going to go there to vote. Don't go there talking about, give me a mail-in ballot. Go there to cast your vote. It's early. You know, this is another way to fight against voter congestion on November the 3rd. If you're going to vote, I'm going next Tuesday to vote. Go early, go early, go early. So if you're not in Philadelphia, just Google early voting in your city. Excuse me. Google voting early in whatever city you're in. I'm pretty sure if you're, especially if you're in a major city, they will have early voting. Just Google it, please. Also, send out text messages to your family and friends reminding them to vote. And if you find that there's early voting, tell them, send them the link to where they can go and vote early. Also, go with older people to prevent intimidation. You know, I've heard all kinds of stuff that some white supremacists are supposed to be released to go do mass shootings at voting place to intimidate people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But guess what? We're not fearful. We're not going to fear that. We're not going to fear that. So if there's an older person in your family or in your neighborhood that's going to go vote, that just say, you know what? I want to go vote on November the 3rd. If you cannot convince him or her to go vote early, that's fine. If he or she wants to go November 3rd, that's fine. Go with them. Don't send them to vote. Go with them for their protection. You know, also, if they want to, or if you want to vote or via mail, do the mail-in ballot, please follow all the instructions. Do whatever, if it's telling you, you have to put it in another envelope, sign this, sign that, make a copy, whatever it's asking you to do, do it. Don't give these people any reason to not count your vote. If you want to take your mail-in vote, your mail-in vote. If you want to take your mail-in vote to the poll place, you can take it. There'll be drop-off places throughout the city. You can take it. Again, if you want to vote early and you can take your mail-in ballot to the vote early location, you can drop them off right there. And so, but I also want to say, listen, it's not just the presidential election. There are a number of other elections going on. Like I said in the last segment, in the sponsorship by Ballot Ready that you just heard, there you can go onto the website and figure out, well, who else is running for election? What other office is up for election in my city? So we just need to be informed. We need to be informed. Just be informed. Don't take voting lightly. Like, oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, Biden isn't that great. Trump ain't that great. Whatever. I just don't care. No, you need to care. You really, because listen, people bled and died for, especially us black people. People bled and died, were beat up, attacked, assaulted, murdered because they wanted to vote. And now they laid their bodies on the line. And now we have the privilege to vote. So please don't take that lightly. Whoever you're voting for, I'm not here to tell you to vote for Trump or to vote for Biden Harris. That's not my business. That's between you and that's your decision. So, but I'm saying use your voice in voting. I know in Philadelphia, it's also the Attorney General is up for election. A congressperson is up for election. So it's a number of offices. And it may be in your city, it may be something else. But you want to be educated on the positions, who's running on what agenda, and can I support these agendas that they're running on? And if you can, if they win office, hold their butt to the fire. That's also what we have to do. Whoever we're voting for, and if they win, we have to continue to hold their butt to the fire. Listen, you said you were running on this, 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 and this. You said that you was going to bring in better schools. You said you were going to bring in, make our schools safer. You said that you were going to make our neighborhoods clean. And you said you're going to do this. And you were going to fight against immigration. I don't see you doing nothing against immigration. I see people still being, ICE still running amok around here. I see people still in detention centers dying. People still being separated from their children. Your kids are being deported. And so we have to hold whatever their thing is, their platforms are that they're running on. We have to hold them to those things. And you, like I've said 100 times, if you start with city council or start with block captain, whatever, wherever you need to get your feet wet in, if you have a heart for people, especially people where there is injustice against, people that where they are being brutalized and cast aside, and it's like they don't even matter. Please run for office or hold some kind of, like I said, if it's block captain and you said, you know, I'm going to keep this community clean. We're going to keep it clean. Not only that, we're going to buy the homes. We're going to get together and we're going to buy homes together and we're going to renovate these homes. We're not going to allow these people to come in our communities and do gentrification. We're going to buy the homes and we're going to own the homes as a community. And then we're going to rent them out to whom, to people that respect and want to build up this community. And so if you want to do block captain, if you want to do city commissioner, if you want to do city solicitor, if you want to be the wills department. The county of wills or the county clerk is what I'm trying to say. I'm thinking if you want to be the city treasurer, whatever the office you think you can do great work in for underprivileged people, not even underprivileged, because it's a privilege to be black. It's a privilege to be Mexican. It's a privilege to be a woman. It's a privilege, you know, to be indigenous. These are we were made that by God. It wasn't an afterthought. He wanted a variety of people. He wanted the beauty in various tongues of people. And so we're not underprivileged, but we are underrepresented. And we government is supposed to be for the betterment, forward progress of the people. And when they aren't doing that, they have to be held accountable. Yeah, if you feel like you can go and get in, and I feel like you can get in those offices and make change, please do it. Do it. If you're a parent, get involved with the school board, get involved with the PTA, transform. If the school board don't look nothing like the kids, the population at your children's school, then that needs to change, you know. And yeah, get involved. And, you know, I was getting ready to say, well, I'm going to make a left turn here. not that much of a left turn, but a left turn nonetheless. Listen, I always end my podcast with, like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me. And I'm going to get to that. But before I get to that, I wrote something fun, right? In the midst of all of this rigmarole that's going on, we need to still make time for fun. And so I wrote this word game book. If you think of a word puzzle book or a word search puzzle book, I wrote something like that. And it's called Do You Know Your Bible? A to Z, Person, Places, and Themes. And it's a quick thinking word game book. And you can find it on Amazon. So if you go on Amazon and you just type in my name or Tandia Shepherd, that's O-R-T. You can just type in my first name, O-R-T-A-N-D-I-A. It'll be the first thing that pop up. I believe it's $6.99 on Amazon. Please go ahead and support your girl. Support your girl. Buy one. Buy two. Buy one for you and one for your friend. And just like I said, it's a word puzzle book. A word thinking book. So first page, name people in the Bible that start with the letter A. Name places in the Bible that start with the letter A. Name themes in the Bible that start with the letter A. And the kicker is you're supposed to time yourself. Put yourself on a 60-second timer to see how many of each section you can come up with. And then you go back to the Bible and you see if what you listed is actually in the Bible. And then where you couldn't come up with anything, go get you a dictionary, an Uncle's Bible Dictionary, or Nave's Topical Bible. And you find out, okay, well, I couldn't come up with any themes that started with the letter S or any people in the Bible that started with the letter M. Well, that shouldn't be that hard. You got Miriam, Martha, Mary, all that. So I couldn't think of any people in the Bible that started with the letter U, you know, so it's a fun book. It's something that you can do with your friends. Kick it. I just was something that I thought of. I believe that the Lord gave me that idea and I wanted to put it out and I wanted to share it with you, my listening audience. Again, if you go onto Amazon, it's called, and just type in my name, O-R-T-A-N-D-I-A. The book will come up. It's called Do You Know Your Bible? Person, Places, and Themes. And so support. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends to subscribe. Drop me a comment below. Also, don't forget to vote. Fight on. Continue to fight for social justice. Because guess what? We're going to make sure that like the to fight the people that fought back in the 60s made life better for us, we're going to make life better for those, the next generation. All right. So like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out.